This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. I like the fact that the show is titled On a Very Special Episode, which since we've been dealing with like sitcom tropes forever for this show, that it's like every time that you were like getting ready to watch your show or you were seeing commercials for your favorite show back when you were a kid, and it was like on a very special episode, you knew it was going to be touching some shit that was like, we're not going to laugh as much this episode. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Yeah, right. You're like, it brought in a real life issue. On my sitcom, right?
It's like, okay, don't watch this one with your parents around because they're going to talk about whatever they're talking about in this episode.
Yeah, especially back in the day, because it was probably like some like 80s drug episode. Yeah. You know, like a young Michael J. was like, I did marijuana for the first time.
Right. But hey, a 42-minute episode. Yes, I know there's 7 minutes of credits and 3 minutes of opening, but it's the longest episode to date so far, and I feel like there is a pretty decent amount of things going on.
Yeah, like that right there, like at least is how all the episodes should
be.
You know, and like it almost made me want to go back and like look at the time frames that they were in and then like look at the radio show or the TV show that it would like equate to, you know, just be like, were they only 20 minutes back then? Like, are they really like being like this authentic with it? Like, they're just sticking with the timelines of like the TV shows, and this one got to be a little longer because it was a special, you know, and it's like the first like 30 minute show kind of thing, almost 40. You're like, oh damn, that was a lot of TV.
Right.
Especially for a show that only takes place in a kitchen and a living room most of the time.
I know. I'm glad that the last couple episodes they brought in the outside world so we know what's going on, because you're right, it wouldn't be able to hold, like, you know, just in those few sets from the thing. But they're starting to really
If you wanted to know anything with what was going on with Wanda, like, you had to see the outside. Otherwise, it would have just been like, yo, I'm on the Wonka ride, like, when they're going down the tunnel for, like, 20 minutes every time. And you're just like, it's bonkers. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I love
on.
It, and I'm scared. I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah, especially when you just, like, because there would be, like, a scene where she just is all pissy, like, coming back in. You know, like, if they had to film the show without showing any of the outside stuff. So, like, in this one where she walked out and confronted everybody, like, you imagine the scene of her, like, coming back in, like, cloaking back down, you know, getting in, like, whatever psycho TV show she's ready to, like, bring about.
Right,
you
but
know?
How,
it's like, Jesus
think,
Christ.
Think if they hadn't introduced the outside world until that drone flew in, and then, like, all we did was saw her, like, snatch it out of the air and like mom walk it down the block, and you're like, oh shit, where's she going? And she just like cuts through this red wall, and then all of Sword is out there, and that still would have been kind of badass though.
Yeah, but if you would have kept it like with the TV show and even them seeing outside stuff, like, it would have been almost more hilarious if she like took it down because it was like a runaway like red flyer with kids like water gunning people or something, and then that is like she's like scolding them, and then all of a sudden like she walks away and you're like, what the fuck was that all about? And then like way down the road we get some flashback where she storms out of the place and like everybody gets morphed into like whatever little show she's in, and they're all like, huh? And then she walks back out and they're like, did we just get scolded? Like, oh, what the yeah,
right. Hey, that's pretty much what happened here too. They all got a good talking to.
Yeah. Only she then turned all the guns.
Yeah,
on
she
Homeboy,
pulled a,
which is good because that guy's such a cunt. He is such.
You know what
a
though?
Dick.
The more I watch it, the more I watch him. Like the more I don't think that he's like somebody who he's not. I think he's just a govy dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been rumors on, you know.
Yeah. He's like a G-man through and through, and he's like gung ho, all born natural, Adam and Eve Americans. Like, I don't think he's like gonna walk around up and be like Harumph superheroes, but he is most certainly like, I mean, if they weren't here, I wouldn't be mad about it.
I think he's definitely the enemy. I think he's definitely one of the bad guys for the show, but not for not on some metaphysical multiverse scale. Like, he's, you know, whoever's pulling the strings to Wanda's world behind her scenes. Like, I don't think some people were speculating that. I think he is.
He's just going to make life difficult for, like, he's going to keep pissing Wanda off and make things hard for everybody else trying to do.
Yeah, I think he's just Monica's enemy. He's Monica's big bad because when we find out this episode that Wanda broke into the laboratory where they had Vision fucking torn. You see that, like, torn apart on like five different tables, like torso, arms, legs, head were all on their own table and shit. So he knew Vision had been stolen before Monica ever showed up to work that day. And so sending her with no information whatsoever to that bubble or to the, event, they didn't know it was a bubble at that point. Like, he could have given her a little bit more of a heads up. Everything he's done since we saw it has just been like either straight dick, like he's afraid of her now that she's back, she's going to take his job, or if he's just, you know, has it out for her for some other reason that we don't know yet.
I mean, I guess, like, again, why would I tell someone that just reappeared out of nowhere again? Like, that, like, him not telling these people that is standard, I'm higher on the food chain than you. Why would I give this information away? Like, that, none of that bothers me. Like, that's just how the government, especially if we're going to go top secret, like, ultra classified bullshit that we're somehow, like, flies on the wall for right now. Like, everybody would be like, do you know what's for lunch today? And they would be like, that's a good fucking question. Right. Those people may never even make it out of here if that food truck comes through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one knows anything. You're just told to go somewhere and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely has it in for Wanda and for superheroes in general, because the whole briefing he gives where Jimmy Woo's like, I don't usually speak ill of people, but and Darcy's like, I'll say it for you. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he definitely rubs everybody the wrong way. And again, like, I just think he's like, hoorah, America.
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah, we definitely know the way he voted.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he essentially is like, you're quintessential. You're different than me. I'm never going to outright say it, but I'm going to do everything in my power that I have to, like, skirt these problems. Right. You know, right. Like, because I mean, Drone goes in and it's like, oh, the missile was just for precaution.
Yeah. Speaking of things, like, he's not going to tell Monica. Yeah. I've lost control of the stick. And he's like, take the shot. We're like, what the fuck? And honestly, as they, you know, if he would sit around in a conversation or two, he'd have been there for the conversation where Monica was like, she would have killed Thanos if Thanos hadn't ordered his ship to fire on his whole army, including her, that was in the melee. You know, like, if he hadn't ordered that blitz, he would have been, Wanda would have had him. And it's like, and that just, you know, further leads to, you know, she seems to have almost like a split personality. Like, I wish it wasn't this trope, but it keeps leaning more and more this way. I hope that Marvel isn't writing her to become the next big bad in this next phase of Marvel, because we know we're going into the multiverse, and we know that she has the power to access other universes. We know that they've danced around that already, and now it's almost like in the first scene with the babies and they're crying, which is adorable, by the way, that she's trying to use magic to fix crying babies. I'm like, you know, I've been a parent 3 times. Hey, no, there's no magic on this earth making crying babies stop crying. Like, if they want to cry, they're gonna cry. We gotta you know, so bless you.
Yeah, that's the little one's back there behind me painting.
With what? Pepper? With sneezing powder? Oh, no, it's best. So when Agnes comes in to try to offer her hand in like her awesome 80s like workout garb, you get that part of the scene where Vision isn't up for it. He's like every new parent. He's like, you know, how much do you wash your hands? You know, maybe we just won't do this. And she turns to her and she's like, do you want to, you want me to take that again? Like they are acting, of course. And Wanda at times doesn't know, like this portion here, Wanda truly doesn't know what she's talking about. But other times Wanda is in full control of her world. And I almost feel like they're building this like split, like a split personality, like a good side, bad side type Wanda.
When didn't she know what was going on?
Because when she was like, do you want to take it again? She's like, she had no clue what Agnes was talking about. Agnes was just,
oh, she did.
No, I don't think she did at all.
Yeah, it was more of why don't I have control of you for this moment?
You think that's what it was?
And I think Agnes, that's why I think Agnes and the other guys that are like the actors we see, like they slip in and out of it. They know what the hell is kind of like going on a little bit. But yeah, like she wasn't, huh? Like that was, why are you doing this? Like it wasn't a weird, like, I don't understand what's happening. Like she may question why that moment is happening right then and there, but it wasn't there was no point in her not understanding what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like she may go like, why are you breaking character? And then like, obviously when Vision's like, you didn't hear what she said. She's just, why is she going to tell Vision her whole lie right now?
Yeah, you think it's to protect him? Like, I guess he doesn't know that she's moving it around, so she's like, why are you breaking character? That's a good point. I mean, he's not far from learning the whole truth though.
Yeah, because it's I really wonder like some of the spells people are under, right? Like who has more leeway and who doesn't?
I think it's, I mean,
right. Like I want to see if Agnes, when she completely, cause it looks like when Agnes is looking at her going, hey, do you want to reshoot that? Like Agnes is actually like, almost like she got paid to pretend to be, you know, like the girlfriend experience. And she's kind of in on the deal in some way, shape or form. Or like, is she under two kind of spells? Cause it's too hard for her to make everyone just kind of go through like, I don't know, like the torment apparently the guy was going through, and even Homegirl when she just popped in, right? Like has somebody become like a familiar in this situation? Like, are they just like, we're cool with the devil, right? Right. Well, like a little bit.
Yeah, I get the feeling that Agnes isn't under the same level or control at all. Either not the same level or not being controlled at all, and she's kind of in this for the ride, and she's kind of weaving her path and directing it a certain way. I don't know if she gives off and
yeah, something like that. Yeah, but I don't. That's why I didn't think when she quote unquote broke character, it was like everybody else when it was, hey, don't you remember Ultron? Or you know what I'm saying, like that kind of stuff. This was something else, like whatever the deal with the devil is or whatever she's done, you know, and there's like the other mix of the elements. Like I think Agnes and I think all of the people that we have interacted with so far to some degree are almost with it, especially Agnes. Cause she has like the most like, woo. And I feel like everybody else that's like sub character, even in Vision's world, are like the hive mind people. Like they're all under the same,
yeah,
whatever massive. And then the couple other people we've seen are the, whoa, you got some special rules. Like you're a super user.
Right, right. Yeah, they have admin rights when it comes to it. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like the a lot of folks have kind of glossed over it in like the review community online, but at the end where Wanda is breaking down with Vision after their big hollering match, and she's like, he's like, you are in control of these people. And she goes, why would you think I'm control? You think I have enough time to make sure that people are going to their dentist appointments and walking their dog and mowing their lawn. But the way she's saying it, I feel like that's exactly what she's having to do. And she's like at that point, and that's why folks slip in and out, because she's trying to control so many people at the same time that it's so intense on her that she's just not able to process anything else. And when she does, like, everything kind of, you know, just everybody gets a little bit of a break. You know what I mean? They all either wake up or they're less controlled. Like when she had to break character to walk out to talk to the SWORD agents. SWORD. Why did I say it like that? the SWORD agents. I'd love to have seen a shot of like some of the folks in the town and like if they all like had a.
Well, see, I think that at that point she just put everybody to sleep like she did Vision.
Right.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when we're not in a certain section,
you're out.
They're shut down.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and that's why he's like, it's painful because we didn't see Homegirl the whole time when she was in there before she got thrown out. And I think that part, like, is there, but the piece you remember is probably when she's like, nah, you're going to sleep. And you're stuck in that. And then basically you're stuck in whatever black little hole she's put her personal self in, you know, kind of thing. Like you're feeling her pain.
Monica said that when they got done doing her scan, is that everybody has this, they're all overpowered by this feeling of grief that Wanda's going through. Everybody in the town has this just grief that's just shoved on them, just pushing them down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I think that right there, like everybody that's feeling that, like it's not like they're going in their background and doing the going to the dentist appointments and going to all those things. Like, I think she was saying that like almost as like an omission. Like, do you really think I could actually have enough power to say Tom still needs to go to his dentist appointment and do that? No, like I think if she's not on the east side of town, fucking northwest and south are blacked out like Vision was. And when they're like that's when that depression really gets like ramped up, and that's when if you get broke out of it, you're like, that's all I remember. Like, get me the fuck out of here. I do not want to go back there. Right.
I feel like the mailman is our key to how the other people who are under her spell are doing, because every time we've seen him, I almost feel like he looks a little more disheveled every time we see him. And this, and every time, like this time, he had that comment about, you know, hey, don't worry, your mom doesn't let anybody get too far, you know, but he looks like he just like threw his shit on real quick to like run out there. Like, I feel like as we go along in the last few episodes, he's just going to look more and more just beat to shit by the time we're done with this season. I feel like we're going through this with him. So, and the other thing is like, because like him and the guy who was cutting hedges a couple weeks ago, like, they have certain things they should say, but they're also able to possibly, if you're not too afraid of Wanda, to like kind of, you know, slip in something. The mailman he slipped in a little bit of a thing there. The doctor slipped one in the episode she gave birth to the boys, you know, about being trapped or not being able to escape a small town. So, I mean, there's this like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like those characters that we've seen that have done that kind of stuff are like either the ones that are able to either quote unquote push through the pain, or they're the third entity. Like, they're in on this because somebody, someone, somehow was like, yo, go to Westview. You got an acting career. It's going to change every day. And like, but because that's what I'm saying. Like, and this could get in where you get your whole like deals with the devil kind of thing. And like, and that's why I was saying she kind of made a purgatory. And that's why you can get this weird emulsion of people who seem like they're there for a reason, also who like also aren't there like not against their will, but at the same time are like, I don't know if this was the best deal I made.
Right. What if they are all? What if it is Mephisto, and they've all, everybody in this town are people who have made deals with him, and they're stuck there because of him, not because of her? That'd be cool.
Well, I mean, I think some of it could be something like that, and she's also made a deal with him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I still believe that someone came to her right after the funeral for Tony Stark and said, I have a way, even if it was Agnes, maybe it was Agnes, as Agatha Harkness, saying, I have a way, if you do blank, go get his body, we can bring him back, and you can live your life with him, and I guarantee you that's what, I mean, that's, and she'd go in a heartbeat. So, yeah, I'm with you on that completely. Someone has told her this is the way to do this. Whether it's, I feel like a lot of her stuff is a little naive when she walks out with the drone and she's like, just leave me and my family alone. Like, no, she's like, I'm not hurting anybody. No, you've only taken an entire town hostage. So it's like, we can't really leave you alone. But I'm trying to get the grips around why she thinks what she's doing is okay. Other than I want my man back, my synthezoid back.
Well, I think it's more like just let me have my life and
don't mind. Leave me this be. Is not the like, town stop. You're looking for. Like,
well, yeah, kind of in a real roundabout way. Yeah, I mean, stop sending in droids. Stop sending in people. Like, just why, right? Like, kind of thing. And of course, everyone's like, you're kidnapping people. But again, we're the third eye, so I'm like, yeah, some people I feel like they are, but also a lot of these people I feel like are here for maybe a reason. Mm-hmm. Like,
you know, I have an idea. I like your theory and vision.
Like, I don't know, did the devil figure out a way how to use her pain? Like, hey, you can make your world. I'm going to send a few souls your way because I need you to torture them. And he realized like their grief will do that. And of course he doesn't put it on those really blatant words, right. You know, but some shit like that.
You know what? Maybe it's not. I'm leaning more towards you. And Vision mentioned it this episode that there are no kids in Westview. Like in their Westview that she's created, there are no children. Their boys are the only kids they've ever seen. There's no way in hell that the Westview of the present time, when she quote unquote took it over, had no kids in it. So, First thing off, where did the kids that were in Westview go? Or why was Westview not, why were there no kids in Westview? Was Westview even populated? Yes. Yeah, so, I think that may end up, someone's going to have to answer that question because Vision's right. And they make a point of it. Vision, it's not like it's going to be a typo in the script. Vision is pointing that out. And so if we're all going off the, you know, they took over this town, where are the kids from that town?
Yeah, like, and that's why I think when kind of we'll get back to why she's not necessarily concerned whether she's doing something right or wrong. I think it's because she knows the people that are there are guilty
of something. Yeah, maybe like you've mentioned it a couple weeks ago. Maybe they're all dead.
And that's why it doesn't bother her.
And that.
But the only place she could do it was on her realm because she's not dead. And she's got enough mojo to basically make that happen. That's why I think like somebody else is not necessarily pulling the strings, but was like, I need you to do me a favor and we can probably make what you want to happen.
Right.
And she was like,
okay,
I don't have to hurt good people. And they were like, no, they're all pieces of shit in some way, shape, or form. Like, you know, we'll find out the dude that was in the fucking IT firm, like, I don't know, robbed banks, but then secretly traded fucking people on the internet, right? Or something like that. And everyone's just garbage deep down. And she's like tried to make this nice world out of like pieces of shit the best she could.
Right. Yeah, because from the surface layer, we're supposed to feel for the people in this town. When he snaps Norm out of that, and you see the real Norm surface, or at least what we believe to be the real Norm, who honestly, even if you die or you're in purgatory, these folks were in, it's some sort of like she's pulled purgatory to this realm or something, and he died with his dad and his mom or sister still being, you know, in the hospital or whatever, then hey, he would have the same result, especially if he didn't know he was in purgatory. Or he didn't know that he had died himself. And or maybe some of them do know. Maybe what the guy trimming the hedges was going to say was not, we're all trapped, we're all dead. Maybe he was going to say that. So,
Yeah, and that, you know, and some of that could just be people that have pieced it together, mm-hmm. right? And are like, well, I've been in other parts of hell. This ain't really that fucking bad.
right.
you know?
right. It could be a lot worse. We're doing okay right here. Just keep it together, folks. Stay on script.
Yeah. I really, really don't think it's like fucking G.I. Joe put it, you know, you just kidnapped everybody. I don't think that is there. I think these people are essentially guinea pigs for something, for someone else who's in on the mojo with it. You know, and that could be like the whole why her brother reappeared as, you know, everybody's favorite guy from, God damn it, what is it now? Because I can't remember.
Well, American Horror Story, but.
Yeah, American Horror Story. I was like, we're not even going to go with the X-Men movie. We're going to go American Horror Story.
right. Yeah, and I also don't think that he is. I think he may end up being the person who's behind part of this, just using that face. And,
you know what I thought? I honestly thought this is Marvel's really creative way to, like, show that we got the rights to all this stuff. So,
well, no, that could just be as simple as it is. Is that this is going to be. Especially since we know from Kevin Feige that WandaVision will play a giant role in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness movie. What's done here is, and so I'm assuming that they could use this as a way to bring mutants into the MCU, which is fine. You're right. They own the rights, and they, you know, we already knew there was a Quicksilver in the other movies too, in the X-Men movies. So we knew it was going to come around.
Well, that's why they're like, they recast. And I think this is their really great way of basically going like, look, we got it all sorted out. So if you watch our movies, guess what? We're about to blend the fucking X-Men into this shit. And like, and I don't know if you had one of those things where you had an actor that you know, was just like, I'm not doing it again. Or it was just like, yeah, you're not Homeboy from American Horror Story. So if we're casting anybody, he's got the fucking gig already. Like, sorry.
Right.
Right. You know, like, I kind of wonder what all that was. Because, I mean, you got to imagine a lot of that kind of stuff's got to be hashed out if we're blending peoples and stuff. Like, I mean, you can do it in a lot of easy ways with like the Xaviers. You just keep one old and one young, you know, you're like, cool, multiverse. Right. So we got one from 2080 and then we got one from 1980,
right?
Whatever. Right. All right. I got it.
Well,
yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen is quoted as saying that this season, and I'm about to spoil season 2 of Mandalorian. So if you haven't watched it, jump ahead by about 30 seconds. But she said in an interview that there is going to be a cameo this season of someone that is the equivalent of Luke Skywalker showing up at the end of Mandalorian. And I don't think this right here, I don't think Evan Peters, while we love him, I don't think he was that big of an impact. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's other Quicksilver. But I don't think he is what she was referring to in the interview. And I think even Paul Bettany was saying, like, yeah, this guy, the person that's coming on is like a, you know, someone he'd always wanted to work with. And while Evan Peters is cool and all, I'm not sure it's like people spend their acting careers striving to work with Evan Peters.
Well, basically, then you get like two people. You get
Stewart or Ian. Shit, I feel bad for blanking on his name. Magneto.
Yeah. I was going to say, you get fucking
McKellen. Ian McKellen.
Or Magneto.
Here we go.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to probably go with, like, old.
Could you imagine Stewart rolling in there? Holy shit. I would love it.
I would hate it. I would hate it so fucking much.
I hate you.
Like, why? Like, why would you bring in Xavier? Like,
it needs to be Magneto because in the comics, Magneto is her dad in some of the storylines. I completely agree.
Not even that. If you're going to bring someone that's going to go, oh, I'll work with this, it ain't going to be Xavier. He'll go, I'm going to send my team of five fucking super mutants because I'm in a goddamn wheelchair.
I'll tell you what.
That's what I'm going to do.
If they're going to make Wanda the bad guy of the next phase of MCU, if she's being directed by her father from another universe, Magneto, then I'll believe it. Then I'll be like, okay.
Well, then you could do something where, like, Magneto's the guy that appears and kind of like Luke, right? You know, has this cameo basically in there. But this is where you find out you get like that island of misfits that Magneto and fucking Xavier end up, you know, where Xavier can walk again and like all mutants, it's like A-okay. And it's like this hidden fucking spot. It was an island, but, you know, we're kind of going, hey, we're not everything is a secret base under a volcano right now, you know, so this could be something like that where, you know, Magneto comes in and you find out this is kind of how he gets this like perfect little world kind of thing, you know, like, and that wouldn't, and if you're going to talk about good bad guys, quote unquote, like, that makes way more sense of a dude that would go, well, if this will help our kind, I will exploit this. Family be damned, you know? but yeah, like, because Xavier rolling in would just, you would basically go, oh, so we're just going to have like a mind off, like we're just going to have like another Jean Grey kind of thing. Like, because I just feel like Wanda would go, I'm going to throw a glowy red fireball right at this guy and we're going to get this over with.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Did you notice throughout the episode that it looks like I love the stuff they do in like post and all the behind the scenes, like guys who are tweaking the way things look. Did you notice that all of the really bright whites on the screen had like this red haze around them? Did you notice any of that? Were you looking at it like, is that my TV? Because I remember watching it the first time and I was like, do I need to adjust some settings or something? And then somebody pointed out that they've actually started, they dialed up some tint or tone, and so all the whites had like this red outline to them. And I feel like it's trying to show that like her world is slowly like breaking down, like what she's doing to it is slowly breaking down. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool because you go back and watch it, like it's all over the place. It's crazy.
Neat. I mean, I see shit, but I'm like, I don't go, oh man, I wonder if this is some fucking cool roundabout.
Everything,
like,
you see is on purpose, man. All of it's on purpose.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't do what you do. I just go, yeah, it's like, I won't go, oh, remember that. That weird light was a funky color, because I remember that all the other episodes, all of the fucking light was exactly the same. No.
how'd you like going from babies in the beginning of the episode to 10-year-olds by the end of the episode?
I could care less. I hate children in TV.
Right. At least they're growing fast. It's like, get them to the teenage years where it don't matter anymore where they are.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, if you are a child on TV and you are not self-sufficient, like, basically, if you're not at Lily from Modern Family and able to hold your own at, like, fucking four, peace out. Get off the TV. Cast his ass somewhere else and then like bring the fucker back when everyone's like, oh shit, it has been like 7 years since we've seen that fucking kid. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here. No.
And then Sparky didn't make it very long this episode either. There's more behind that too, since he was over it. He was over at Agnes's house.
Yeah. I still feel like she's like Lady Death and she's there to like console her through this, you know, in some kind of way or, that's why, like, the breaking the character thing, like, I think she's going with the flow of what, excuse me, Jesus fucking Christ. Why can't I remember a guy?
Agnes, name? Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda. Jeez, I was like Scarlet Witch, but I've been calling her Wanda for, like, ever, and I was like, why can't I not remember her fucking name right now? Jeez. But yeah, like, that's like when she breaks character and stuff, I kind of get back to like she's on the inside, but she's not there for like this reason, you know, people were like, oh, she's the bad guy, or like someone paid her or inserted her. Like, she's like generally like the grief counselor for whatever space is like happening right now. And like Wanda kind of broke that. And it's like, huh? Like, I don't even know if she knows that Wanda's not dead or something like that, right? Like, that's why I kind of think everybody in there is dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Is there anything else we didn't talk about in this episode? I think we hit a lot of it. Man, I'm happy to see they're getting longer as we go down. We talked about at the beginning of this series. I was like, I hope that as we go further on and get longer, I just hope we hit that, like, I want to see a 60-minute episode. I also, if we're in the 80s now, because we were definitely having those, growing pains and Full House, like, intro, like, Growing Pains, Family Ties, Full House. Like, that's the era we're in right now. And if next week is going to be, like, 90s, we're going to get some Roseanne. We know we have a Roseanne-type feel for the... At some point, we're going to end up getting to more modern stuff as we go, and almost to, like, catch up with time by the time the series this season ends. At some point, everything's just going to, you know, go to shit, and it's all going to get revealed. And, you know, so it's probably going to be 90s next week, and hopefully more from whatever's happening with S.W.O.R.D. and what they're handling. I also want to know why.
Yeah, I can't wait for Homeboy to get, like, because, you know, Boss
she
Man.
She going to just punch her. You know, Darcy
yes,
gets the
dude,
punch.
You know he's getting fucking punched this season. Because basically we're going to end up finding out that, like, everything that he was doing was, like, not really his own agenda, but just, like, the wrong asshole way. And then she gets it all done and, like, clocks him. And then everyone's like, yeah, I can never take an order from you again.
Right, he has to be removed.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, he has to be removed from power so he's not able to charge anybody with assault. And then Darcy gets to punch him in the face.
Mm-hmm. Or like, she gets jacked and, like, Wanda's just like, what are you going to do? Right, you know.
Two more things. Do you think that we saw our first hint that Monica is going to become Photon? Did you see when her scan came back and it was literally just yellow light and you could, like, see where her neckline was? So it wasn't like the scan was blank. Like, you could see the outline of her shoulder where it met her neck. And I'm like, so it was all just pure light. So that could be alluding to her Photon. I don't know if she already had the powers and they were latent, and then Wanda yeeting her out of the building when she threw her through the wall and hit her with her red magic stuff, like, activated some shit. I don't know. But
or did the people that come back actually come back from our universe, or is she just another person and, like, everybody, you know how we were talking, like, people that dropped in, like, you know, did they just grab the next best world person that was like, he was also in a plane, because that scenario was happening infinite amount of times, right? So, like, is she just from another, kind of like, what was that show? Not Fragile, Fraction, no.
Oh,
had the dude from Dawson's Creek in it.
Fringe.
And the dad. Fringe, yeah, you know, where there's, like, the parallels, obviously, but he was from that side, you know, like, is it one of those things where the people that came back and it's like, oh, so we really lost our, like, our real people, we just snagged some other people, oh, okay, but only, like, the government knows about it, right?
I mean, she was dropping all kinds of, like, Monica was dropping all kinds of stuff this episode. She said, I know an aerospace engineer who'd really want to get involved in that. But then, like, we don't know who that is she's talking about. An aerospace engineer, you could be talking about the guy from the Fantastic Four, who they also own now. There's a bunch of folks. And then also when Darcy brought up Captain Marvel, like, Monica got, like, that room temperature dropped, like, 10 degrees, because she is not digging on Captain Marvel. And that's something we don't, last time we saw them, she was, you know, 10 or 12, and they were all, like, buddy-buddy, and she was getting her all dolled up in her awesome suit. So we don't know what happened in their past that has driven them apart. So that's, there's all kinds of, like, little just.
Or was it a driven apart, or, like, was that, like.
I mean, pissed. I mean, she's mad at her for some reason. We don't invoke her name here.
Do you think that was she mad? Huh? Do you think? I don't think she was mad about that. That was more like, we don't talk about her. Like, that's. I feel like it was a bad emotion, but I don't feel it anyway. Was it, like, because she pulled my hair and we were in a
she
fight
told me she'd come
thing.
Back
like,
and have pancakes was... and she never came back to have pancakes.
Well, or like she told me she would protect my mom, or
she
like,
could have helped her because yeah, know, she let her die of cancer.
Or, that yeah, kind of or stuff. Something like that, you know, kind of thing. And there's that falling out because you're given like the difficult choice of
ooh, maybe she could have saved her mom.
Option A or shitty option B, you know, yeah. Right? I think it's more something like that, or like her and Captain Marvel. Like she loved Captain Marvel, but Captain Marvel's going to live for infinite and fly around space and protect the galaxy, you know, and stuff like that. And it was just like, fuck. All right, cool. You know, kind of thing, right? Because like that was, because that came the fuck out of nowhere too. It wasn't like, oh, we were chilling and I knew from an early age you had special powers. It was just like, ah, you were this way, and then you were like that way the next,
yeah, right.
Right?
Okay, last question before we wrap this up. Who sent the email to Vision's group, to Vision's office?
Oh, so I think when Vision hit the internet, right, I think how they're watching Wanda's signal – him being like the super genius tech, he is not realizing that he's in a whole nother world connected to the internet. And that is just like an email that was
like,
there.
But it's got to like, be something from, because I felt like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think it was directed towards him. What I'm saying is like it was an email that probably was going out and about on whatever other network. And when he hit it in, that's what came through. Like, I don't think he connected to the internet. And then someone was like, ah, Vision connected to the internet. Let's send the email. Mm-hmm. Or the email is an actual inner thought of Wanda. And it is the collective unison. That is why it was read out loud by everybody.
Right.
Kind of thing. Something, one of those two. Either he basically intercepted something that was already sent amongst the S.H.I.E.L.D. guys. Or it was his internet translated Wanda's emotion and pain kind of thing. And then that finally broke them all reading it out loud. And he was like, huh? And zap homeboy to get more info. Because he realized he is not in what he thinks he's in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they mentioned in the email the Maximov anomaly. And that's what he hollers at her at the end. What's the Maximov anomaly? So, yeah, that's all kinds of sprinkling us through, man. Episode 5, sprinkling us through a very...
Well, I just think the anomaly is her shield.
Her big old bubble.
That's just what they... Yeah, that. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, even for him, though, that's still like, what the fuck is that? And she's like, well, I put up this crazy force field thing and made a town look like it doesn't exist.
Right.
Or does exist with no one in it, and no one can leave and go in.
But the question we...
Don't let me talk too much.
The question you heard here first on our podcast, and I have not heard on any reviews that I listen to or watch after an episode airs, is where were the kids that were in the normal time Westview? Why aren't there any there? Answer me that question. People listening right now, tweet at us, at Two Dads Review on Twitter. Where do you think the kids are? Because there's no kids in Westview, not the way it is right now, except for the two boys who by the end of it aren't going to be kids anyways. So,
well, that's just because children are born innocent and none of them would be in
hell. Ah, see, that's right, because we haven't answered the question. You know, fine, don't tweet at us. We don't care anyways. It doesn't matter. Anyways, thank you everybody for listening. We'll be back next week for episode 6. We are enjoying this ride.
I'm pretty sure I just said none of them would be born in
hell. I don't know what you said. I'll listen to it later. I'll know what you said.
Yeah. Either way, you get what I'm saying. We all understood.
Babies don't go to hell. We get it. We got you. You saved yourself.
Yeah.
Better than all those past Nazi comments you've had on the mic.
The aesthetic, man.
Don't talk about it. Jesus. Okay. We will catch everybody next week. Thanks for listening. See you later.
See you guys.